Tomorrow, 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville is hosting a work-in-progress screening of In Her Words, 20th Century Lesbian Fiction. The documentary explores how key authors and their works have had an impact on genre and society. Lisa Marie Evans is the film's director, and last week she came to Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the project. Evans says the way she became involved with the film is an interesting, beautiful story.
So in 2014, there were two authors, Sandra Moran and Marianne K. Martin. And they, there was another author who died, and her name was Nancy Garden. And when she died, Sandra and Marianne knew that they needed to like preserve these this lesbian history of these fiction writers. And so they started this project, and they developed an outline for it. Sandra was also an anthropologist. So they developed this whole outline from the 1920s to the 1990s with key authors, their books, a little bit about the history going on through the decades. And they started delivering the outline to, first it was a women's music festival in Madison, Wisconsin, and then at the Golden Crown Literary Society conference as well. It's a book conference, for a lesbian book conference. And so they started that, and they wanted to make a film with it. And then in 2015, Sandra, who was 47 at the time, was diagnosed with cancer, and she died 3 weeks after that diagnosis. So the project paused, and then Sandra's widow, Cheryl Pletcher, and Marianne picked the project back up again, and they were looking for a filmmaker. And then I was introduced to the project as the filmmaker. And so that was 3 years ago, and we first met over Skype, all three of us, and then we started interviewing right away, and it's just been a great relationship. And, you know, it's interesting because it's such an important project, and Sandra, you know, we all do this project for Sandra as well. And so it's, you know, we can feel her kind of help out with the project too. And like now I'm on deadline. I'm like, all right, help me out, you know, but I feel it works. So it's pretty cool.
So when we say lesbian literature, what do we mean?
So for this, it's lesbian fiction specifically. And right. So we look at authors throughout the decades, and we've chosen particular authors who their novels at that time had a large impact. And so their novels and their fiction, and they're by lesbian authors, and there's lesbian content as well.
You mentioned the 1920s. How did lesbian literature exist in a time where homosexuality was not as embraced or as more in the mainstream as it is today?
We start with the novel The Well of Loneliness. And so that was written in 1928 by Radcliffe Hall. And it's one of the most popular books. It's sort of Lillian Faderman, who's an LGBT historian and who narrates our film, calls it the entree to lesbian fiction because everybody has read that novel. So so with The Well of Loneliness, you know, it was banned in England. If you were in Europe and you wanted to read it, you had to go to France to buy it. It was almost banned in the United States through the Comstock Act, which was for pornography, but it wasn't banned in the United States. So people could read that. You know, there are a few other novels that we focus on too, with Virginia Woolf, Orlando, and that was the same year. A lot of it is like this coded language. You know, even with The Well of Loneliness, there's one line that says, "In that night they were not divided." And that's the only line, and that's the one that almost got the book banned. So a lot of the language was very coded then.
So as you progress and you start, I guess, going through the decades, you do get to interview some of these women who are still alive.
Yes.
Who are some of the women who maybe were the older ones who were closer to the earlier years of lesbian literature?
So we have Anne Bannon, who is the queen of lesbian pulp, and she published her books, the Biba Brinker Chronicles, in the 50s. And she is an awesome interviewer, she's an awesome interview. You know, she was surprised that her books had this long of a life. and they are still widely read. They were part of the pulp fiction books then. And, you know, she's just a wealth of knowledge, too, because then she was typing on this typewriter while she was married with two kids and sort of writing these books and not really knowing the impact that they were having, but knew that she had to write. And she got started because she read, well, The Well of Loneliness. And also there was one of the first lesbian pulps, one of them was Spring Fire by Mary Jane Meeker. And she's still around. She declined the interview, but she and Bannon got started because of Mary Jane Meeker. So it's really interesting to see all of the history. But yeah, Anne Bannon is the queen of lesbian pulp, and she was a great interview. He wrote in the 50s. And, you know, she talks about writing in that era, which was during the McCarthy era, and it was a very dangerous time to write, to be out. So, you know, being a homosexual was illegal. You could lose your job. You could lose your family. You could get sent away to a mental hospital. So all these things are going on.
So some of these women who were living sort of a straight lifestyle, you know, they had a husband and they had kids. Did that mean that they had to write under a pseudonym?
Great, yes, because Anne Bannon is really Anne Weldy. And Mary Jane Meeker wrote as Vin Packer. And so there are a lot of pseudonyms. Even when I go to this conference that we're having the premiere of the film, the full film in July, there's still a lot of pseudonyms. So I know people by their writing, their author name, but then I hear them get called something else and I don't know, you know, who they're talking about. But yeah, so a lot of them had pseudonyms then for that reason.
How has the genre changed over the years? Did you get a sense of that during the course of this film?
Yeah, so we cover quite a few genres within the film. We have mystery, we have romance, we have pulp. What one author, Catherine Forrest, talks about is what's amazing to see is all the genres that have started to come within lesbian fiction. So, you know, you had very few books in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. The 50s, there was more pulp. But then you see in the 80s and the 90s, more of a wealth of lesbian fiction. And you start to see the genres expand then as well. And they're depicted, you know, people are depicted differently. So even in the, through the 50s, you can tell by a lot of the covers as well, where you see, you know, a woman like, two women and one has dark hair and she's like in the shadows, you know? And so you have this sort of style and this theme that really creates this like in the shadows type of life for lesbians. And so you even start to see the books change throughout. So, you know, in the 50s when Anne Bannon was writing too, that the all the novels had to have a negative ending. So someone had to die or they had to go crazy or they had to, what they always say is they had to die in a well of loneliness, fall into a well of loneliness, that kind of thing, because it was going through the mail and if it had a happy ending, it would be considered propaganda. And so they wouldn't be able to send it through the mail.
So these books were like ordered online or not online, but through a catalog or something. And it was shipped through the mail that way. So it wasn't at the bookstore.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, actually, the pulps were on the books. Yeah. So they were also you could find Anne Bannon's books and the pulp fiction at the train station with all the like the cowboy books as well in the grocery stores. And so that's also because of the universal readership of it. It had to have those negative endings as well. So it wouldn't be considered propaganda.
What was it like for these women to go from perhaps having this profession where it was a secret or something that they had to hide to now they're getting to talk about it openly in a documentary in a different time?
I think everybody is really thankful that they're thankful for the documentary, that these stories are being told. A lot of times I'll ask people when I'm talking about the film, like, do you remember when you read that lesbian novel in school? And they kind of look blank for a second, and then they say no. And I say, exactly, that's why this film is so important, because we don't know these stories. We don't have this history. It's actually been erased by excluding it. And so I think a lot of these authors are so thankful that these stories are being told, that their histories are being recorded. And I just got into this world of lesbian fiction when I started making the film. So I had read two novels that are featured in the documentary before I started making it. So it's been such a learning, like a huge learning experience for me and coming into this world. And it's really cool to see the impact too, looking at the history, the authors, the novels, the content, and how it all related.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That was filmmaker Lisa Marie Evans speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio last week. A work-in-progress screening of her documentary, In Her Words, 20th Century Lesbian Fiction, is tomorrow at 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville. The evening begins with a reception from 6 to 7, followed by a screening and a conversation with filmmakers Lisa Marie Evans and Cheryl Pletcher and author Jennifer Levin. Details about the screening are available at 21cmuseumhotels.com/Bentonville. For more on the documentary, visit projectlegacies.com.